AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Alaska Airlines has resumed operations after a tech outage grounded all of its flights on Sunday. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba says he'll stay in office to take on challenges like rising prices and high U.S. tariffs. His announcement came after a weekend election defeat left his coalition with a minority in both parliamentary chambers and also triggered calls for his resignation. Gaza's health ministry says 85 Palestinians were killed while they were trying to get food, calling it the deadliest day for aid seekers in the over 21 months of conflict. The Israeli military says it targeted groups posing threats and accused Hamas of creating chaos. Meanwhile, Russia launched one of its largest aerial assaults on Ukraine. It came hours before the UK and Germany were set to meet to discuss President Trump's plans for NATO allies to provide Ukraine with weapons. Yesterday, a Kremlin spokesman said Russia was open to peace talks with Ukraine, but insisted that achieving its own goals remained a priority. This includes Ukraine withdrawing from regions annexed by Russia. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports investigators have identified a suspect after a car crashed into a post office starting a fire.
Authorities say an arrest has been made after a car crashed into a San Jose post office and caught on fire, causing the building to go up in flames. A joint statement from the San Jose Police and Fire Departments says the incident occurred early Sunday morning in a strip mall south of downtown. It took about 50 firefighters an hour and a half to knock down the flames. Photos posted online by the fire department show a charred vehicle inside the heavily damaged building. No injuries have been reported. Information about the suspect has not been released. Federal postal inspectors are leading the investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. The U.S.'s Scottie Scheffler dominated in this year's British Open for his second major title this year. And a new stadium deal for the Commanders in D.C. could face resistance from the White House.
President Donald Trump is threatening to hold up a stadium deal for Washington's football team if it doesn't restore its old name. Trump said Sunday on his social media site that the Washington Commanders should revert to the Redskins and the Cleveland Guardians should return to the Indians. Later in the day, he threatened the NFL team's stadium deal. The Commanders and Guardians changed their name in 2022 after years of debate over logos and names considered offensive. Both teams have stated they have no plans to change them back. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The Seattle Seahawks released tight end Noah Fant yesterday ahead of the start of training camp. More stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.